I didn't mean that about Twitter. They need an edit functionality.
No, for years I've been saying, please let me edit my tweets. Come on. It's either my big fat thumbs or autocorrect does me dirty sometimes.
It does.
Where, like, I know I'm spelling it correctly, but it changes the word completely after I write it, and I don't look back and reread it. Yeah. I just hit tweet because, like, oh, man, this is really good. And then it just makes me look like an idiot who shouldn't be teaching children.
Exactly. It's same here. But, like, I don't handle it with the kids. I can't deal with them.
Some minor late-breaking news for the post-show. Oh, God, real minor. It's nothing crazy. The new FF7 remake update just hit on PS4 with an upload save data transfer to integrate ahead of next week's release. So you can upload your save now. So that way you're good to go for Integrate, which comes out next week. Can't wait for that steelbook, by the way.
Oh, it looks nice.
It's gorgeous.
I'm not going to lie to you. It looks
really I already own the game, but yes, I'm buying it again for that steelbook.
Absolutely. Kyle, I had a question for you. I love the after shows. I think they're some of my favorite content that we do for patrons. But we've run into this issue, and I want to...
Real quick.
Yeah.
You cut out for a second, and I thought you said afterbirth. I'm like, what are you talking about, Joe?
I love it. Can't get enough of it. Placenta and all. Can't wait. Here's the thing. There's an issue, though, because we have something called Real Talk Radio. And what has happened is these shows are the same, where we just chit-chat. We get caught up on things. You know, Jose Jimenez writes us really, like, thought-provoking and tough questions, not tough, but insightful questions, and we answer it. And I think before we get into Jose's insightful question of the week, we have to figure out what Real Talk Radio is going to be. I was thinking for Real Talk Radio, we make it where once a month we get to know each other a little bit more by diving into our past and more of like a nostalgic thing of like, what was our childhood like, Kyle? I want to know what little baby Kyle was up to. I always think this little baby Kyle had a beard and all. Like, what are the moments in our lives that intersect in some way that we get to talk about? Like, what if, like, for one episode a month, it's our first console memories?
Right? Sure. I'd be down for that.
Or, like, the first time we rode a bike and we just talk about that. I think that'd be really cool. And we kind of, get to talk to... you know, patrons and say, hey, share your moments with us as well. I thought about this real long this week.
I like that.
Yeah? You dig it?
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. We fixed Real Talk Radio. And I'm trying to find my phone because I'm trying to get Discord on the phone. And there you go. So, okay, that's going to be Real Talk Radio. Would you want to do that next week as the first true inaugural episode of?
Yeah, I think I can find time next week.
Okay, cool. I like this.
Oh, yeah, Thursday night should be open now because Critical Role's final episode of Campaign 2 is tomorrow night. Oh. And real quick, Joe, real quick.
Yeah, please.
Tomorrow night's episode, live on their Twitch channel, is going to be 7 hours long.
And you're going to watch it all.
100%.
You're going to take breaks, though, right? You got to eat like a sandwich or something?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Well, since it's West Coast, it started at 7 p.m. Pacific, so it's going to be 10 p.m. our time. So I'll be up till 5 in the morning watching, but like I'm so dedicated and I want to see the end to this thing. I'll be in it. But yeah, it's going to be a wild ride. I'll probably be crying a whole bunch.
Yeah, absolutely. You think all of them is going to die?
Not spoiling anything, but the final battle happened last week.
Oh, so there's already repercussions and...
There's... I was worried about...
Has happened.
Happened. Whether that's a good or bad thing. I don't want to spoil it for people who are still behind.
Yeah.
But the tears are probably tomorrow night going to be for like saying goodbye to certain these characters that I've watched every Thursday for 2.5-3 years now at this point.
Wow.
They'll have new characters in a few months when Campaign 3 starts, but like
I was gonna say, maybe this is the time where I can jump in now
with Campaign 3. Campaign 3, I would love if you jumped in and watched with me. I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Awesome. You know, listen, I forgot to mention this on the main show. How easy we forget how good Horizon Forbidden West looks. You know? And people were like, oh, it's a PS4 game. Like I saw one person, I'm not going to name names, but they're games journalists going, I don't think this is a smart idea. I think it's holding it back. I'm like, but like, you don't think that when it comes to the Xbox stuff. So what is the difference here for you? Like, if you've been telling me for months it doesn't affect Xbox and it shouldn't affect PlayStation, so this shouldn't really be that impactful to you at all. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. And it really makes me super aggravated that that's the case. Because I'm looking at the GIF of, you know, Aloy charging up the staff and it looks freaking awesome. Again, mm-hmm. PS5 tech. That's awesome. I don't know. But yeah.
Real, a little added thing to the breaking news I had beforehand about the Final Fantasy VII. In with the save data transfer, the trophies also transfer over. So your boys get another easy platinum.
There you go. Well, you can't play it before you play Ratchet, though.
No, yes, I know. Okay. I know, but that's very exciting because I'm not doing that hard mode ever again.
No, dude, I looked at it. I'm like, no way. I suck in this game enough. No, here's a question from Jose Jimenez who writes an empowering question of the week or Jose's empowerment corner. I like it. Empowerment with Jose? Question mark. Listen, you keep workshopping it. I think you're onto something here. Anyway. Kyle, I can't remember the name you gave me for these, LOL. What keeps me doing the things I'm doing right now? Question mark. For example, what keeps me gaming right now? Or what keeps me fighting for equal rights? Or what keeps me enjoying life right now? The thing in this question can be anything. What's keeping you going right now, Kyle? What is that?
What's keeping me going?
Doing the things I'm doing right now. What
is it bad that I don't have an answer right off the bat?
I mean, these are very thoughtful, you know, thought-provoking questions. I'm thinking of something right now, and so I'll just spitball something.
Go for it.
Definitely the show keeps me sane.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, everything I'm doing is for the show and promoting the show or making sure the show sounds as good as it is and researching stuff like today. My desk is falling apart. And I'm like, I need a new desk. So I'm researching a desk for the show because I don't want everything to fall off and break. That scares me. You know, that's what I'm constantly doing. So the one thing that also keeps me going is like, I need to find a job. So that's what I'm doing right now as well. I'm making my resume look real nice. I'm finally getting this pitch deck thing. I think I got an idea for it. So like that, like I would like that to be done by the end of the week so I can start really looking and putting my name out there. That's something that keeps me fueled and keep it on going. The other thing for me would be what we're doing right now with the Pride merch.
Sure.
You know, that is something that I really believe in, something I really want to see be as successful as we can. Like my goal is 50 shirts. Because I know they're on a bit of the expensive side, but I really want to make a dent in this. So I think like they go for about $25 per shirt. $14.46 that goes straight to the charity of choice. So that's all the profit we would get for the shirt. So like that is something that I'm constantly driving home at. It's just mm-hmm. doing the right thing because I believe in it type of deal. I was having this talk with Sean Capri last night, actually. Like, doing stuff because it's important to you, and that's why we're doing it. That's what keeps me going.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to answer that because the things that usually keep me going are also huge stressors. Like, the girls, my nieces, are very easily reasons for me to keep doing...
What you
do. I mean, staying alive pretty much, really, and living my best life is for them. But also, like, they stress me out. It's the end of the school year. Yeah. They're here at home. They just want to just play all day, and trying to get them to work is like pulling out teeth. But yeah, the girls are my everything, so they definitely keep me going. I think E3 right around the corner, in addition to like what you said about the show, of course the show keeps me going and 6-1 Indie keeps me going and making stuff. But like E3 coming up soon, that is very exciting. I love the E3 time of the year and then seeing what cool new video games are coming out. So I'm very excited to just like live react to things, whether it's here or elsewhere, and just kind of like celebrate video games in a way. That's very exciting for me. In other like kind of like wild turn of events, I was thinking the other day, and Joe, you know this, I don't know if many other people know or remember, but during PAX last year, I chipped my tooth.
Oof. Yeah.
Do you remember? I was just chewing gum and a corner of my molar on my right side just kind of popped off. I haven't had that fixed yet. In addition to, like, I have so many cavities in my teeth, because when I get depressed, you know what the first thing I don't do, because I don't feel like it? Brush my teeth, as disgusting as that is. It just, like, I don't take care of myself. So there's a lot of dental work, a lot of money needs to be poured into my mouth to get it back going. And I was thinking that the other day, I was like, man, I wish I had the money to either afford the stuff or afford a monthly payment for dental insurance, whatever. And I get a letter in the mail yesterday, actually, on Tuesday, that New York State just passed a law that all essential plan people through the healthcare marketplace, not only do you not have to pay anything for premium now, which saves me $20 a month, nice, but it also will now include dental and vision in the health, the insurance now. So it gives me a little bit more hope that it's not going to be as expensive as it will. Lord knows, maybe the whatever dentist I have to use is probably an hour and a half, 2 hours away. Who knows? But that's a little bit of a weight off my shoulder. But there's a lot of getting in my own head again is popping up and worrying about going back to work at a summer camp. And after sitting on my ass for a year and a half and now having 40 kids that are going to demand my time and energy and not knowing if I'm going to be able to meet that for 8 hours a day and going beyond that, like, I'm worrying about after summer, what's money going to look like? This is going to be my last year of teaching eligibility. And I'm kind of screwed on that front because I won't be able to get my professional. My heart's not in it anymore. I need to find something, man. Yeah. And so this other stresses are adding on top of it. But the short-term stuff is what's keeping me going. Like the girls, E3, my sister's pregnant. She's going to have a baby boy in a few weeks. A baby boy. So there's going to be another little one around this house. So that's going to keep me extra busy. Mm-hmm. I hope I just have enough time for me. That doesn't affect my health.
I gotta learn how to do your audio through OBS. So we hear this baby crying, you know?
That's you want to hear the baby?
No, I don't. I don't. Oh. So we only hear your voice and not this. I'm like, shut it up.
By the time that we record, though, like at night, they should all be up in their room.
Right.
That's two floors up, so you shouldn't hear the baby.
I've never underestimated a good cry.
I know, yeah. That was a little long-winded, but like Jose always gets this these heartfelt questions out, and this is feels like therapy to me, so I just let it all out.
It's almost like that's his job.
I know. He's very good at
it. Maybe he's fixing us, and we're just like, we don't even know it.
Man. Just, I'm not looking forward to the day where he's like, all right, Kyle and Joe, here's the bill. thousands of dollars.
Yeah, thousands.
That'd like, be a good trick. Jose, I don't know, man.
I don't know. He's like, well, those questions were part of the routine, so it's kind of like you owe me here. Catherine writes, this could be a regular show or post show depending on the time or overall flow. If you guys were hosting or were to host a E3 style conference, who would it be? Who would be the big name talent that you would want to have on the show for the reveal? It could be logical or totally bonkers. Your choice.
All right, I'm
putting together an event. I'm looking for someone to host it.
No, I thought she meant like we're hosting it.
Oh, we're hosting it? Oh, they're like, what's like a co-host?
If I'm
or
reading
something?
That correctly, yeah.
Hmm.
Let me pull it up so I can.
Because I immediately thought Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, if we were to host an E3 style conference, mm-hmm. who would be the big name talent that you would want to have on the show for a reveal? So, like Keanu Reeves for Cyberpunk.
Gilbert Gottfried. Hello, everybody. That's my Gilbert. That's my best
one. So this is an easy one for me. Okay. I would, besides PlayStation, I would love to host a PlayStation conference. I would love to host a Square Enix one because that company means a lot in my video game history.
Sure.
But there's a very easy answer for whose celebrity I want on stage with me.
Who's that?
It's The Rock.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I want to bring The Rock out and just like...
Can I switch mine from Gilbert to someone cool?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I would much prefer it.
Why am I here? What's a video game?
Exactly. Oh, goodness gracious.
Jafar!
Jafar! Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think The Rock is due to be in a video game. I think he actually even might be at E3. Spoiler alert for next week's predictions episode.
Oh, you think he's going to be at E3?
Yeah.
Oh, because the Xbox is 20th and he was there to reveal it or whatever?
I think he's in a game.
Oh, you think
he's
in a game?
I don't know what game. I think he's in a game. I just don't know which one.
Just a rival Vin Diesel because they hate each other?
Yeah, for sure.
Who would I want? I don't really like look up to many celebrities. Mm-hmm. And like I wouldn't want someone hot. Like I wouldn't want Dua Lipa on stage with me.
I'd just be
oogling her. Like,
I'd be flustered, yeah. I'd forget that there's a show going on and just want to talk to that person.
Or like Lady Gaga, she'd like personally tase me or something. That's a dream. Being just tased by Lady Gaga's security. We're made for each other, you know? Kyle, like, that's my ultimate crush is Lady Gaga.
We've gone over this.
Okay,
I know.
She has a beautiful soul.
I didn't know that in this dream with Lady Gaga, you want to be tased.
Honestly, she could
stage.
Do just about anything. And I'd be absolutely okay. Oh, she cut my hand off. Well, it's Lady Gaga cut my hand off.
Hey, if Ethan Winters can survive
exactly.
it, you know what?
Exactly. Like, if she's my Lady D, go ahead. Chainsaw me in half, Lady Gaga. Whatever. That doesn't happen in the game. I'm just saying, a gruesome Scarface like death.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with. Absolutely
sure.
fine with. Who is the celebrity on stage?
Chris Evans.
Oh, no, because again, I'd be just oogling him like a creep.
That's fair.
Like, I try to touch his face and, like, again, get tased. Worth it.
Andrew House.
Nah, I see him every week anyway. I still steal his shit.
Oh, you still go over his house and steal stuff?
Yeah, just because of the
it's good to know the old habits don't die. You know what I mean?
Let's see. Tom Holland, but he's in the Spider-Man suit.
Ooh. Okay.
And I'd be like, can I touch the suit? I don't want to be a perv, but can I touch the suit? And he's like, sure. I'm like, can I touch your face more importantly? It's like, sure. Get to touch your face. Get to see what that fabric's all about. Again, it's like a pat on the shoulder. I'm not getting creepy with it. I'm not like, let's touch a butt. I'm not saying that. This is sexual with Tom. We got to protect him. Okay? Shake his hand. Maybe like I'm like, let me see a web shot, you know? And it like it actually
sure.
works. That'd be cool. Yeah, I want that.
Here's Peggle 4.
There you go. You get it. Did you hear like Tom Cruise could be in Starfield?
No, I didn't.
Apparently he could be like one of the main characters. And it's like, how do you kill the hype for me almost immediately? Is that you add Tom Cruise in almost anything?
You don't like Tom Cruise?
No.
Okay.
I just think he's over. It's not even because of the Scientology thing and he's weird and he tries to convert people. It's just the simple fact. Because I take all that out of it. It's like, if you're a good actor, whatever. I just think he's overrated. I stand on that. I think he's overrated.
That's fair.
He'll do some crazy shit and I'll give him props for that. But like everything else, I'm like, Like when he was in that like World War II movie and he was supposed to be like a Nazi. They're like,
Valkyrie,
right? And he's, I'm just like, you couldn't even have an accent. You couldn't have been even bothered with an accent, Tom.
I never saw that movie, but I pulled that title out of my ass.
You did great. I'm
very good at movie knowledge. Movies even I didn't see.
Yeah, they tried to kill Hitler to instate someone else that would surrender before Allies reached Berlin. Which is it's true. It happened. They tried to assassinate him. That's a fact. It's not just a movie, Kyle. Also, UFOs are real. You know, we're about to learn more about it in June. Absolutely. Apparently, they were in June.
Well, it is June.
They're saying like by the end of June we'll know more. Isn't that crazy? Have we talked about this on a post show?
No.
That's nuts.
Are they just going to release a document?
I don't know. Well, Congress wants to know now. Congress is like, yo. Nancy Pelosi's like, I need technology to make me never age. So do we have it? And they're like, we'll look into it. But, like, this is, isn't there, like, a little pit of your stomach that's a little afraid?
No. It's not, the pit is there, but it's not scared or afraid. It's excitement.
Why are you excited?
Because I think it's cool, man. We're not alone.
I mean, cool, Mass Effect, one step closer to banging my Liara or Garrus.
Not in our lifetimes. So we'll be long dead before we're...
I'm going to be put in a glass container. So I'm going to be fine. Filled with ice. Bucket.
No, I think that's cool. Like, it's not... All these urban legends and sightings are actually, like, real and... Area 51 is, like, filled with cool shit that we'll know about soon. Like, that's exciting to me. It's the same reason why I love watching, like, ghost hunting shows. Like, I believe in ghosts. I love that kind of shows. Yes, are ghosts? Some of them faked? 100%.
Oh, we're talking about that on Real Talk Radio. Write that down. We're putting that on the recording.
I'm sorry. Do we have a non-believer on our hands?
Of ghosts or like God in general? Yes.
On ghosts. What?
Yeah, I don't believe in a ghost.
You're nuts. Ghosts are real, man.
I mean, like the internal Catholic in me will like get freaked out if I hear something.
But I've had experiences, sir.
You've had experiences with ghosts?
Yeah. Sexual.
Whoa. Patrick Swayze got you too?
It's like that scene in Scary Movie.
Oh, wow.
No, not really. I would love, Joe, at some point in the future, around spooky time, me and you go on a ghost hunt with, like, ghost hunting people. Like, I think that would make some great content. Of me being scared out of my mind, but still loving it. And then you being like, nah, fuck this.
No, there's probably just someone in the wheat field with an axe going to kill us.
No, I'm not talking about standing in the middle of an abandoned field. I'm talking like a old asylum or a old hospital.
Here's the thing. That is I'm haunted. Scared of going in there because it's not about ghosts.
It's about tetanus?
It's
You're
about,
afraid of tetanus?
Yeah, it's about getting tetanus and it's about there's homeless people here. And it's not like I'm no Caitlyn Jenner. I'm not scared of the homeless, okay? But I am scared that, like, there are people doing needles in there and, like, are high and they're, like, worshiping the devil. Those are the worst. Satan worshippers? That's scary. That scares the shit out of me. Yeah. It's like, you've been told this guy is no good, and you're like, we're all about it. In fact, you're wrong. They're like the MAGA of religions. Like, that is nuts to me. It's like, I don't fuck with them.
That's
also
fair.
like goat heads and shit scare the shit out of me, so I don't like Satanist guy. But like that's what I'm scared of. I'm scared of people with like a fucking leather face with a chainsaw. I'm not afraid of Casper. The fuck's Casper gonna do?
Man, I want this to be a reality. Can we make that like a new Patreon goal? We get to a certain amount per month.
100
we
patrons,
go on a ghost hunt together.
We will go on a haunted something.
Hell yeah. I'll look up the most haunted place on the East Coast and we'll go there.
Again, like, I'm going to bring a gun. So just know I'm going to keep that shit strapped. I'm going to keep that thing on me. I will find a musket. I'll find a... No, I want a shotgun. If I'm doing that, I want a shotgun. because I just want to. I just want to point and shoot and hit something. And that's
I'll bring a baseball bat. That's my production.
No, just bring something that's gonna kill, like a slug round. No. I'm gonna put a hole in some guy's chest. He's gonna try to start shit with me.
We're not gonna walk into like a haunted place that is in the wild. We're gonna go to like a known haunted place.
I'm also scared of bears and being mauled to death, so I'm taking slug rounds with me because fucking Yogi is going down ASAP. God.
Hey boo boo, it's a picnic basket.
Suck lead. Oh, boo-boo, they're not kidding around. These motherfuckers are back in here, boo-boo. You know, that's great. Yeah, I don't believe in ghosts. I think it's dumb.
All right.
And, like, here's the thing. I'm scared of aliens if they're real, because, like, any moment now. Fucking UFO could take my house, suck me up by my chest, do God knows what with me. And I'm not talking the probes up the butt, okay? Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, they're ripping my chest out while I'm alive type of shit.
Okay.
You know, I'm not here to kink shame. I'm here to say I don't want to be autopsied while I'm alive and, like, staring at my organs and shit.
Sure. I get that. Not, I mean, that'll never happen, but...
Sure. Maybe now, like, the aliens are real. Maybe we did just get microchipped. It makes you think, Kyle. It makes you think.
Maybe that's what the vaccine is.
Oh. Signal for the aliens.
Oh, man.
No, but, like, that's the only thing. Is like, oh, shit. War, like, we are, like, away from a War of the Worlds moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, fuck, I worked on this podcast for nothing. Should have been warning people. That's what you're
most worried about?
Yeah. Should have been warning people about this apocalypse via aliens. What do you think these aliens look like, Kyle?
Ooh, that is... I haven't really given a whole lot of thought as to what the alien species would look like. I don't think they're little green men. I don't think that...
I think that'd be cool, though.
I think they are humanoid in nature. They walk on two legs.
You think they got legs? You don't think they got tentacles?
I do. I think they got legs. Okay. I'm trying to think of like an example like in media that I can pull from.
Excuse me.
That they're definitely not Independence Day aliens.
That'd be fucking definitely wild.
Not. Yeah, no thank
those
you.
Those are like... I remember as a kid, like, that was one step closer to a xenomorph. I did not need that shit in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's like, could they even land here? Like, are they just, like, observing us? Like, are we like the Sims? Is this what the, you know, is this what the, you know, what is it?
What if we're the just, simulation? Like, a terrarium for them?
Exactly. What if, like, that'd be a little fucked up, green guy. Like, they're just playing Sims. And they're just like, hey, we made these houses for 1 billion-plus people. Let's take the windows out. Like, they could do that any time, Kyle.
Seriously, like, space as a whole terrifies me.
Can't stand. That's it's my just worst fear. Like, I hate it.
That's why I love the movie Gravity so much, is because of how terrifying that is, the vastness of space, and just
fuck that.
So you're, how getting, quiet it is.
I'm getting a panic attack just thinking about it. I'm not even fuck with you.
But, like, when I watched a couple episodes of Cosmos... I have to stop. Like, I would love to finish that series at some point, but just trying to wrap my head around how far it is from our galaxy to the nearest galaxy, and that is it has its own solar system in it and whatever, like, blows my mind. How, like, most of the stars you see in the sky are already dead, and the light is still reaching us, and we won't know that they're...
Blows my mind all the time.
Like, it's... insane to me just how big the universe is.
Yeah, I don't like it. That's why I don't think about it. That's why I say space sucks, and the only thing that I like is Mass Effect, because you can get to point A and point B like zip, zop, zoop. There you go.
That's why, like, I don't trust kids or grown-ass people who are like, you know what I want to be when I grow up? An astronaut. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
It's terrifying. I never wanted to go to space camp as a kid.
Yep.
Terrified the crap out of me. No. Don't spin me around. I'll throw up. First and foremost, I just hate throwing up. Yeah. So, like, Don't worst put me in those situations.
Throwing up is the equivalent to getting kicked in the nuts.
Absolutely.
You hate it, but then, like, at least with throwing up, you feel better afterwards. You're like, okay.
I mean,
been there, done
the that. Only time I throw up is when I get the stomach bug. And as a person who works with kids, it happens way too much. Sucks. Once every 2 years, and I'm out for like 4 days because I'm so dehydrated. Mm. And it's bad. It's not great.
You know what was great? The show. How did you feel about tonight's show? Be real with me.
I said it was good.
Thought it was good? You thought it was great? I thought it was
great. Yeah, it's always good.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I want to hear.
You don't have to ask me how I feel about it. Like, I'm with you every single week talking about PlayStation. It's always going to be good.
Yeah. Did you see? I got the Ratchet shirt, and I got this Ratchet thermos, which it's very only nice. $19, and it's for a reason, because it's not good. It's not a good thermos. Very disappointed in this
It's thermos. Nice to know that the shirts go in big guy sizes.
Yep. I got a very big boy size. Because, like, the PlayStation ones run incredibly like small. Yes, like a 3XL is really a 2XL, maybe even 1.5XL, you know? So I got a way big boy size, and it fit me swell. Not like amazingly, but yeah. That said, that's been the Trophy Room after show. What a great time it was. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, how dare you? Leave a comment down below. What drives you, Jose? What drives you, fellow patron? Let us know in the comments below. With all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, keep your wits about you, keep hunting, and keep playing PlayStation. See you guys.
Love you.